Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. To my regular listeners, thank you again for tuning in. And you know how we do. Share this episode and this entire podcast with other people. If you are new here, I'm glad to have you. Do me a favor. Let me know if you are new here. Let me know how you found me. I'm always curious to know how people come across my podcast. Did someone share an episode with you? Did you find me by scrolling somewhere? Did you find my website, which is iconicbytamu.com? Let me know how you found me by you can either comment on this episode or any episode. Or just send me an email. Send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. Send me an email, let's chat, comment, let's chat, let's talk. So let's get into today's episode. Now, I know typically I drop new episodes on Tuesday. This is Thursday, July 21st. 2022. So I think what I'm going to do, I think I've mentioned this before in previous episodes, probably the last two episodes. I'm just going to, rather than sticking to one particular day, at least for right now, rather than sticking to one particular day of the week, you will always get new, either a episode a week or a few episodes, new episodes a week. I want to leave that open because what I have found is, you know, I get inspired really to get these messages. And many times the messages, you know, they don't come on, you know, Tuesday. They don't follow a schedule. So I'm doing that so that I can make sure that I'm leaving myself open to make sure that I'm delivering inspired messages to whomever's listening, whether it's all of you or just one of you. I want to make sure that I'm delivering the words at the right time, okay, to the right people. It's very important for me to do that. So here, let's get into this episode. So in last week's episode, I called it Stop Delaying Your Manifestations. And just as a recap, you know, how do we do that? How do we delay our manifestations? One of the ways that we do that is by telling ourselves what we are not ready for. We tell ourselves we are not ready for, fill in the blank with whatever it is that you want in your life, whatever you're desiring, however you want your life to look. So that's just a little recap. Of course, I'm not going to go through the entire episode again, but what I would invite you to do is go back, listen to that episode before listening to this one. All right. So today's episode it's sort of an extension of that. All right. It's an extension of that. And I want to elaborate on a few more things. I'm calling this episode, Intuition Does Not Explain Anything. It only guides. All right. So I'm going to make a few points and then I'm going to use a story. You guys know I like telling stories. It's real life example myself, but story, AKA my life experience. All right. To illustrate these points. All right. So what we need to remember and what we have to train our eye to look at this, all right? When events begin to unfold in our life, all right, it is important to understand that the unfolding most likely will not look like anything that your logical mind or the intellect will come up with. And the actions that we get inspired to take will also not look like anything our intellect or our ego would prescribe or would say that we should do. This is where the journey can get very tricky for us humans, and it can be a hard concept for us to wrap our brains around, okay? So the phrase, those phrases that we hear, you know, get out of your own way, surrender to the process, keep your hands out of the mix. And here's just a side note. When I hear that, I wish that people would explain that more. So rather than wishing other people would do it, I'm going to explain it. So the phrases that we hear, get out of your own way, surrender to the process, keep your hands out of the mix. I'll explain that as we go further. So I want to say this first. If you're new here on this show, I just, those of you veteran listeners, you already know how we do. I just don't believe in the esoteric power that we have to speak our word into physical form. I know it to be a power that we all came into this life with. It's not something that we had to work for or earn. We came into this life with it. That I know. All right. So the foundation of this show rests in that knowing, which means I incorporate that into every episode, and this one is no different. So here's what happens. So when we embrace bigger visions for our life, we get excited, as we should. And here's a side note. If your vision isn't exciting to you, then get a new one. All right. So we embrace the bigger visions that we have for ourselves. We get excited. Then we make the decision. We say we're going to allow the vision to hold us. And when we do that, we become the channel for that vision to be expressed through us. When this happens, we get inspired into taking action. Why? Because that intuition that has always been there has become activated. And sometimes those actions can appear to have nothing to do with the vision. We have to remember that intuition, which I call God, universe, infinite spirit, speaking to us, guiding us, does not provide explanation, all right? It points us in the direction to go. That is all. So when we get in the way, what we say is, well, you know, I don't know why I feel inspired to take this action, but it doesn't make sense. I've never had to do that before. Then what do? We start to look for convenience in the action. Is this action convenient? And then we spiral into further questioning whether or not we can. Then we start to question, oh, God, how is this going to look to other people, et cetera, et cetera. We don't even need to go down that rabbit hole. You already know. And then before we know it, we've intellectually thought ourselves out of that one incremental action that would have propelled us forward. Another point that I want to make is, we also have to understand that we cannot judge the actions that we are inspired to take as big or small. Now, you just heard me use the term incremental. I did it deliberately because sometimes we are looking for these large, grandiose actions to take, when oftentimes it's that incremental action that can take us further than any action that we consider to be big. Okay. And that I've talked about this before, but I'll just make this small note. That idea comes from the self-limiting belief of, oh, I haven't worked hard enough for this, or I haven't been in a career field long enough to do this. Okay. So I'm going to leave that there because I don't want to get off track for what I want to focus on for this show. Another point that I want to bring up is that as experiences start to unfold, because remember, at this point, as experiences are unfolding, we have embraced our vision and we have allowed our vision to embrace us. So as those experiences start to unfold, sometimes the unfolding can appear inconvenient, yet it can feel energizing at the same time. And here is where surrender comes into play. Now, surrendering means to not to try and force or prescribe the way that you think your vision is to unfold. And yet, surrender also does not mean don't do anything. And this is why those incremental steps that we often dismiss are so important. When it comes to surrender, here's where we have to speak about intuition again. The God within, infinite spirit, infinite intelligence, has already prescribed the way. Our job is to listen and use our voice. Listening to intuition, using our voice to speak the experiences or to speak how we want to feel and how we want to experience life, and it equals inspired action. All right, so let me give you an example that will bring all these points together. So there are aspects of myself that have been, I'll just say, screaming to come out. All right. And one of those aspects is singing and performing on stage. So I've always held that in the back of my mind, but I didn't dare pull it out until recently. I used to do it, you know, as a kid, small kid in school. You know, I did a swing choir. I was actually in a few plays, and I enjoyed performing. I enjoyed singing. I enjoyed dancing. Okay, so let me fast forward. You know, like I said, I didn't dare pull it out again until recently. So I tried to do other things to satisfy that part of me. But let me just tell you another side note. It's not until you address that thing that you're going to be satisfied. Okay, so it had been maybe, well, let's see, this is 2022. So it's been about maybe 6, maybe even 7 years since I sang on stage. And even before that opportunity came along, there had been more years that had gone by since I sang anything on stage. But going back to that 6-year mark, when I sang backup for jazz artists and had the absolute best time. From there's a lot of practice, from being in the studio practicing to being on stage practicing. The whole time I remember thinking I could do this all day, every day. All right. So let's fast forward again to 2021, which was last year. I had this urge to start working with a vocal coach. And while, you know, working with that coach, I was still teetering with, oh my God, should I be doing this? Is it too late? What am I doing, really? So, you know, these are just these honest thoughts that I had to work through, even through my voice lessons. So my vocal coach and I started talking about, you know, where I wanted to sing, what types of songs I wanted to sing, because she had me singing everything, all right, to test my range. My range was even more so than I thought it was. So I learned different things about the voice and the vibration and our chords. It's an amazing thing. But okay, side note, I digress. So my vocal coach and I, we started talking about, you know, where I wanted to sing, the songs I wanted to sing. And again, since I was allowing my intellect still to get in the way, I told her, I said, well, you know, I was really just trying to water down what I really wanted. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I just want to sing backup for fun. So I'm just going to, you know, just see what I can do and just search for those, you know, chances to see if anyone needs a singer, a background singer. And, you know, my coach, you know, she kind of looks at me and said, you know, you deserve to sing up front solo, and you deserve to get paid well for your voice. So you need to let those opportunities come to you. And that shook me. Okay. It's kind of like, you remember those, or if you've ever seen clips of those black and white movies where the person is hysterical and then they get slapped and they come to themselves. That's how I felt. Those words, the vocal coach, her saying those words to me, that's how I felt. So now here we are, you know, it's the end of July. It's hard to believe. I auditioned for a musical, paid opportunity. I'll be singing solo up front. Now, my intellect said, you're too old to audition. What are you doing? There's acting involved. My ego also said, you don't act. You've never taken an acting class. Why are you wasting time going to this audition? To add another layer to that, I found out about the audition a week before the actual audition day, which was only one day. It was only for that particular musical. It was one day that I had to audition. And, you know, here's where I could have used the, oh, you know, it's not a good time, or it's inconvenient. I could have used those excuses, because signing up for that audition, I would only have a week to learn lines of a monologue and a song, and then practice the presentation. Also, the one audition day was during the time that my family and I was on vacation. So for me to make the audition, to be on time, or first to make the audition, I was going to have to spend some time on my own during the week of my family vacation to practice. Then on audition day, get up early, drive an hour and a half to the audition, and then drive back to the resort that my family was staying on to finish out my vacation. Now, once again, those are all good reasons. I could have bypassed the audition because of, you know, the driving, you know, the short time to practice. I had good reasons. My intellect told me, you got really good reasons to bypass that, but I knew I could not do that. And I had to be honest with myself and say, okay, this audition has come up, has been brought to my experience for this time for a reason. Now, with this real life story, with this audition, the timing, you can see that the timing was not necessarily convenient. Acting had not really been in my repertoire. However, I followed the breadcrumbs. And also, as I'm recording this this episode, July 21st, I have not been notified yet if I was even casted. But what I do know is that this experience is the beginning. This experience is about following intuition and embracing your vision in its wholeness. And this is what happened when you follow intuition. First, when you embrace your vision, you choose to follow your intuition, you will find out. So for example, you know, I found out about this audition by following intuition, by embracing what I really want. And I found out about the audition in the first place, just in time, just in time. So I want to tell you, stop delaying your manifestations by expecting intuition to fully explain. Intuition does not explain. It guides. And it is your job to follow those breadcrumbs. All right. So surrender to the process. Now we know what that means. We can say that with confidence. You know what it means. Surrendering to the process does not mean don't do anything. It means stop trying to look for convenience. When you get inspired to take action, you just go. You don't look for convenience. You do not question. And also, I want to drive this point home too. Doesn't matter what other people say. Doesn't matter how you look to other people. What matters is how that vision looks. How does that vision look? And are your incremental actions lining up with that vision? All right. So again, I'm going to say your intuition does not explain. It guides. All right. So share this episode, please. I want you to comment. Send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. Let's chat. And remember, this is the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. On this show, we are done watering down what we want. On this show, we stand in our power to speak how we want to feel, the type of experiences that we want to have in this lifetime. All right. So thanks again for listening. And until next time, cheers.